Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you, and you're going to be glad you did because we got our good friend Anita Rosen back on the show. Anita is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, an extremely valuable member, important member of our Brain Trust. She's one of our top e-persons. That's right. She's an e-person. She's been doing this for a while, folks. She started out when she was only 5 or 6 working on the internet. One of the pioneers of all the things that you see on the internet, she was in the early stages of that and has been continuing to be a leader in those areas. She's written a book called The E-Commerce Question and Answer Book. I have the second edition. I'm not sure if there's a new one out or not, but I do know that she is the person I turn to when I want to know about where things are going online, and she's our good friend. Anita Rosen, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
And it's good to have you back, and her website is ReadyGo.com, right, Anita?
Correct.
Anita, I heard the other day that I think Eric Schmidt was the one who said this, the CEO of Google, that Google, and I'm paraphrasing a little bit, Google would be more successful in the future with mobile computing than they ever have been or ever would be with PCs. What do you think?
Well, yeah, and the reason is because there's a lot more mobile phones out there than there are computers.
Yeah, and more, and the ratio is going the other way, isn't it? It's going mobile. It's not going the other way.
Well, it's just growing side of things. Well, what's growing on the mobile side is what you can do. I mean, look at a country. I was just recently talking to someone from Colombia. They have 30,000 people on the internet and 3 million people with mobile phones.
What an opportunity, huh?
You know, a huge, like 100 times as many people have mobile phones as they have PCs.
And there are two things that are really growing this phenomenon. I'm going to call it a phenomenon because it's basically that. Two things it seems to me that are growing this. Number one is the increased capability of the handset and the increased capital commitment and development commitment to cloud computing. What do you think?
Well, I don't know if cloud computing really has that much to do with it.
Isn't that where the processing power is going to reside for all the mobile device, all the mobile applications?
Yeah, but it's no different than it's ever been. I would say definitely what it is it's at a price point mobile. There's two pieces. One I'd break it down to cell phones and mobile computing, because they're really kind of, in a way, thinking two different things. One is a cell phone is you can call someone up or you can text message.
Right.
Mobile computing is that next level up where you actually have a browser and you have an interface and you've got applications.
So you're not talking. See, when I think of, well, you know, I've learned over the years to call them handsets, not cell phones, because they're not just cell phones anymore. I have a BlackBerry Curve, and you know, it does a lot of things for me besides making a phone call.
Right.
And the majority
of the phones out there are just cell phones.
Oh yeah, you're right about that.
And if you get into third world countries where I was, you know, starting to give you the, 100 to 1 or 1,000 to 1 in some countries, they don't have fancy cell phones.
Right.
But when you get into first world nations like us or like Japan or Europe, that's where you start getting the mobile computing is now maybe 8% of the cell phones out there are actually mobile computing, your BlackBerry, your iPhone. But that's where the growth is. They expect in a couple of years it's going to be 50%. Because we replace our cell phones every couple of years.
Yep.
And as we replace those cell phones, we're going to start getting cell phones that have a lot more capability. What's going to really change things is not the cell phone, but the services.
Mm-hmm.
If we have to pay to get onto the internet and start having these applications, it's not going to be a big growth.
Mm-hmm.
Per minute of access. What really makes this stuff explode is when you pay a flat rate and you have unlimited access.
Right.
So that's what's going to be coming over the next couple of years. So now there's two ways of looking at it, because we're business people here. We're not consumers talking on this show.
Right.
There's the consumer, which is having the apps available, but there's the business person about, are you there? Are you ready?
Right.
And a lot of people say, well,
and also customizing the app, making it. Go ahead.
Which gets to my next thing is an app.
Right. Hold on to that thought, Anita. Folks, we always get smarter when Anita Rosen joins us, and this is no different today, and we got more to come from our good friend Anita Rosen. I'm Jim Blassingame. Right back after these messages. Stay with us. Back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We built it for you so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And if you want to come and check out our stuff, we have the website there, and the blog is right off the homepage. My knowledge base, AskJim.biz, is right off the homepage. My newsletter, you can subscribe to that right there, and we'll follow you home. You know, folks, I know you're busy and you don't always have time to go visit a website, but once you find out what you like, you might just want us to send you stuff. We'll follow you home and deliver it right into your whatever device you'd like for us to deliver it to. So if you'll click on the RSS or the subscribe button or whatever, subscribe to my blog, which is right off the homepage. We'll do what we can to make sure that you get it the way you want it. And also, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Anita Rosen is our guest, and she's our good friend, the author of the e-commerce question and answer book, one of the smartest people I know when it comes to the internet, to the World Wide Web, and especially now, she's focusing more on mobile computing. Anita, one of the things that a lot of people, I heard a statistic the other day that was really disconcerting, and I thought we were getting better, but maybe we're not. Approximately 50% of small businesses don't even have a website.
Wow, that's kind of surprising.
It's almost depressing.
I think that's one of the first things when you're doing any kind of business. The first thing you should be doing is building your website.
Why would you? I mean, would you open a business without a telephone, ladies and gentlemen? No, I don't think so. Well, the website is as important as the telephone. But here's the thing, Anita. Here I am with a website, wanting to make sure that I'm relevant to people who and capable of serving people who only want to reach me on their mobile device.
You know, right now, that's not the biggest thing. But you don't build a website for today. You also have to build it for tomorrow.
You have to, yes.
And, you know, probably if you look at how many people come to your website and do something on your website as opposed to from a PC as opposed to from a mobile device, you're probably at the 95% come to you from a PC and 5% mm-hmm. or less come from you from a mobile device.
Right.
Well, even less than that.
Mm-hmm.
But where statistics are going and where business is going is you can't sit there and decide once it's the big hot thing that you're not there.
Right.
You need to be there
waiting on that big hot thing when it happens. And see, one of the things that I like to talk about, Anita, to sort of dramatize what you're saying, is the advice that, or the success strategy that Wayne Gretzky told us about. You know, he's a famous, one of the great, maybe the greatest hockey player of all time, but he's also famous for explaining how he became so successful. He said, I didn't skate to where the puck was, I skated to where the puck was going. And that's what you're talking about.
Exactly. You need to start thinking about these strategies. And the other comment you made is apps, because right now, how you access everything is through an app. Now, what's going to happen when someone has 300 and 400 apps? Are they going to be still downloading 10 more apps? What I think is we're going to find that people are going to have about, at most, 10 apps that they use 95% of the time.
Uh-huh.
And the rest of them are just going to be things that are cluttering up their iPhone or BlackBerry or whatever their mobile device is.
Now, these applications are these going to reside on the hard drive of the phone, or are they going to be in the clouds?
Well, it's usually dual. I mean, if you look at something like what do I use a lot? Something like Google Locator, mm-hmm. so you know where you are. You know, you can get, you're in your car driving, and it's like, okay, what does my map look like? And where am I right now? And where do I want to go? And what's the traffic look like? Well, there's a piece of it that's sitting there right there on your phone, and then there's a piece of it that's sitting in the cloud.
Right.
So it's dual. It's both places. Well, the thing is, you know, do you think if you have a website, just think of Joe Business out there. You have a hardware store. Do you think you have, or you have a restaurant? I think restaurant's an easier application mm-hmm. to explain. Do you think someone's going to download your application for your restaurant? Probably not.
No.
So the question is, not that they're going to be downloading, that you need to create an app. And when you create an app, it's a different app for iPhone as it is for BlackBerry, as it is for every single other phone out there. What it is when you're really talking about the future and you're talking about most businesses out there, is not that you're going to create an app, but what you need to create is a website that works on cell phone browsers.
Cross-platforms.
The same way that you know, sit there and ask someone, are you coming to me on a Mac? Are you coming to me on a Linux machine?
Right.
Are you coming to me on what version of Microsoft? You
right.
just create a website, and if you create it well, it works.
So you're talking about basically the way HTML works on a PC, it would be the same thing on a phone.
Yeah. So that, you know, I really think the majority
what is that called? Is that XML?
Businesses out there aren't going to create an app because no one's going to sit there and say, wow, I really want an app for your restaurant's menu.
No, you're right. No, everybody's not going to have their own apps, as you say, their own applications like Google will or whoever may do that, like Visa might.
I mean, for specific applications, you could see having an app.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, the same way that on your PC, you have an app. You have an app for Word. You have an app for Excel.
I don't think most people are going to worry about apps. I'm just trying to get them to think about the fact that as they're developing their website, exactly what you said a minute ago, that they're thinking, okay, as mobile explodes, and it is exploding, folks, the capability on mobile is exploding. As that happens, is my website going to be compatible with those mobile devices while it's simultaneously compatible with a PC? And when we come back, Anita's going to tell us how to do that. Tin Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
And the land is dark, and the moon is the only light we'll see.
Welcome back. 7 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Anita Rosen, the author of the e-commerce question and answer book, second edition. Anita, give us your website and tell us how we can find you.
ReadyGo.com.
All right, so check that out, folks, ReadyGo. And lots of good stuff. In fact, your mobile application and everything is right there on the left, isn't it? Top left, I saw it recently.
Yes.
ReadyGo Mobile. So, folks, go to ReadyGo.com and then go to ReadyGo Mobile. Click on that at the top left, and they can actually tell us about this device. I'm kind of proud of you here, Anita. I want you to tell the audience what you've done.
Well, it's not a device. It's just a piece of software that you enter in your information, and it works, and you can create a website. And we've written it so that you could do it. You don't have to have a graphic artist doing it. And the application works on all mobile devices that have a browser. So a big strategy is not necessarily having your website work on PCs and also mobile devices. It's almost creating two websites. What information would people want to have on a mobile device? Which is the reason I say two different devices is typically the reason PC-based applications don't work on mobile devices are all these big graphics.
Right.
So your graphic artist came in and they made your site. Look at how beautiful it is. Look at all these big graphics.
Yeah.
And those big graphics are too big and too fancy to work on mobile devices.
Well, the reason I think what you're doing is so important and so appropriate, and you're skating where the puck's going, is because more and more consumers, our customers, are going to want to find us in communities, not through the traditional way that we found them in the 20th century. I think they're going to find us more through communities, and those communities, I think, are going to be served more and more by mobile. And I think more and more customers are going to say, "Hey Jim, hey Anita, I like what you have to say, but I'm a busy person. I'm not going to have time to go spend a lot of time on your website, but I want you to follow me home and send me this stuff. And I'm going to and here's the device I want you to send it to." And it's more and more it's going to be a mobile device. And I really believe that's the way things are going to be in the future, Anita. I think our websites. And I've written this about this, and I've talked about this a lot recently. I think our websites are going to become less of a destination and more of a distribution center. What do you think?
Could be. I had a great, great, I'd be very, very rich if I had a really, really good predictor.
Yeah.
Because you never know where these things are going to go. Did anyone think the web was going to go the way it went? I mean, if you spoke to someone 15 years ago, if you spoke to someone 10 years ago.
Well, you know, though, Anita, I'll tell you, in 1999, 2000, I was telling people, folks, your website's not going to be a novelty in the future. And you knew this. It's going to be a tool.
Yeah, but what I'm talking about, what are the hot applications today and what the hot things people are doing today? People didn't predict this 10 years ago. Yeah, I can predict in 10 years from now that pretty much everyone, the same way everyone has a mobile phone, they're going to have a mobile phone with a browser in 10 years.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I don't think this is going to do away with the PC.
I agree with you on that.
Because when I walk into the office, I need that big screen and I want that computing power. Because in 10 years from now, I'm still going to have Excel, I'm still going to have PowerPoint, I'm still going to have Word.
Me too.
And I'm not going to be doing that from a mobile. I'm not going to be one character at a time. I'm with my thumbs typing up documents. But when I walk away from the office, the same way I have my cell phone, is I want to have a lot more capabilities. And you can see where that's going now with devices like BlackBerry and iPhone. And so we're not talking about, from a company point of view, are you going to be doing all your computing? We're talking about from a consumer point of view, how are you going to be accessing this?
Mm-hmm.
So from a business to business or from a business point of view, you're still going to be using your PC.
But
from a consumer point of view, you're not going to be sitting on your PC as much.
And that's the part.
Who's accessing your website? Mm-hmm. Is it business people or is it consumers? And even business people are going to see more people are going to be accessing their computers, because if you talk to what kind of business people are accessing it, is it people sitting in front of a computer? I mean, one of the things I see, the reason text messaging hasn't taken off for people over the age of 30, the same way it took off for younger people, is whenever I talk to someone over the age of 30, I would say over 80% of them sit in front of a computer during the day because they're doing business.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easy for them to email. They're not, but when you look at people under the age of 30,
increasing part of our population, and therefore we've got to reach them that way.
It's not that they're an increasing part of their population. It's what they spend their time doing. Kids aren't sitting in front of a computer all day.
The key is it's not either or, it's both and.
Yes.
I think that's the most important thing. Anita, thanks for being here. Good job today. Anita Rosen, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be back. It'll be tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.